Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast number 788. Let's go to the Nerdist Community Corkboard to find out what events are happening in and around the Nerdist community from Nerdist fans and users just like you. Jason Bent writes, I'm a Detroit area comic and I'm hosting my first ever brunch interruption comedy showcase at the Corktown Tavern in Detroit, March 6th, 2016, doors at 12. There's going to be a Bloody Mary bar, breakfast deals. You can have your normal Sunday brunch like a good Detroit hipster with 8 of Detroit's best comics for $5. Go to his Twitter account, which is JMichaelB for more details. Bill Schweigert writes, I have a pair of thrillers, The Beast of Barcroft and Northwoods, available from Penguin Random House that may be of interest to some of your other readers. They're horror novels with heaping dollops of cryptids, humor, references to comic books, and Jaws. Check out my website, BillSchweigert.com. That's Bill, B-I-L, Schweigert. What if I didn't spell that? I spelled Bill, but I didn't spell Schweigert. What if I didn't explain every bit that I'm trying to do as I'm doing it? Schweigert is S-C-H-W-E-I-G-A-R-T.com. Schweigert. And the Nerd Melt showroom at Meltdown Comics has amazing shows every night. Improv, stand-up, sketch, live podcasts, movie nights, more. Go to nerdmeltla.com for more info. I have to say, it's such an amazing community of people there. We did beta tests this past week. Got to write the new hour. And this comic named Alex Edelman, who won an award at the Fringe Festival in Edinburgh, and Emo Phillips showed up, and it was magical. It was magical. So check it out, nerdmeltla.com. There's always stuff going on. There's like people making t-shirts in one corner of the comic book store, people playing D&D in another, you know, Nerdist School classes happening, writer's workshops happening on the in the annex on the side, and then shows in the back, podcasts being recorded up tight. It is ultimately the clubhouse that I always wanted when I was a kid. So there you go. That's it. That's all the haps. This was, I got the Sister Wives together again for another Hostful. I told you we were going to do more of these. So, I'm very excited. The schedule has freed up. Less podcasts overall means that we have more time to get together to record Hostful. So hopefully you enjoy this, Nerdist Podcast number 788. Hostful goodness. Katie, roll the thing.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
In Los Angeles.
Sure is. We're supposed to get back up to 90 coming up on the weekend. You got temperatures really rising back up to the town.
They are flying off the tomatoes.
So take advantage of that wet weather now.
Get out there, kids, and enjoy the rain.
Splish, splash, we've been taking some baths together. I mean, the weather.
Have you guys been taking baths together? What about our baths?
Also taking baths with him?
Now, listen. Jimmy from sports is a real good bath taker.
Wait a minute. Why are you taking baths with everyone on the news team? This is the action news team. Why are you getting so much action?
Nerdist action news.
Nerdist action news.
This just is.
It's El Nino, which is short for The Nino. Someone said that.
That was Chris Farley.
Chris Farley. Yeah, the Weather Channel sketch on SNL when he returned to host. Yes.
Which was in 1998?
Yeah. Mm. It was like the year before he died, so in 96?
He
died in 97?
Well, the point is that we miss him.
We do.
And that was a great, great.
And he's great in the bath!
Two and a half lines.
On this action news. Now let's go over to water sports.
Not to bring up your age, but I was talking to someone that was also.
Sounds like you're about to.
No, yes, it is. It is only.
Chris,
its own,
that's exactly how I would lead into
I'm 44. I'm okay.
But it's in context. I was talking to another guy, same age as you, born the same year. And
interesting how now you're okay with it. You've grown as a human being.
It's the hump.
You've grown as a human being.
Well, it's the hump, and it's also I feel calmer, and I have a great relationship, and
I've accepted
feel good.
The fact you're going to die one day.
You're marrying
someone in their 30s, which is a reasonable difference.
It's a reasonable.
In age.
Yeah, I feel good. Like, I feel okay. Like that shit doesn't bother me anymore.
We all have those friends, though. Every time they say they have a new girlfriend, you kind of go, like, your first reaction is like, how old is this one?
Well,
especially
Bobcat.
In this town.
Yeah. You know, I noticed I noticed looking at the nightstand the other night how you know if you're dating someone who's too young for you. If someone is too young for you...
is this your whole new Jeff Foxworthy bit?
I mean, if you're married...
Yeah. You look on the nightstand, and...
This is just good observational humor, and I was looking forward to the punchline.
Yeah, no, I do want to know, what it is. Is there a thing you were having, or was that just you doing a bit of nightstands?
Both, but because there's antacid tablets, there's Tums next to the bed. And if you're dating someone who's never done that before, they're probably too young.
And, interesting.
And any kind of like, I used to marvel at my grandparents' bedside table because they're, you know, like my dad's parents, because there'd be all these pills and creams, and I'm like, oh, look at these geezers. Yeah. And now as you start to get older, so like every year you get a new bottle next to your nightstand, and helps you feel okay.
It's because you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, well, I don't want to have to keep on walking to the bathroom.
Well, it's just convenience. They learn.
Yeah.
How to live smarter, not harder.
Let's live smarter.
That's the main reason why to have space on both sides of a bed as an adult is just so
absolutely.
You, not to get up and get out, but to have a nightstand there.
You don't
I'm okay with it. I'm 44. I'm not freaking out about turning 50. Like, none of it bothers me right now.
Too, it's like you don't look 44. So that's the kind of
You look 42.
I got my first physical in probably 15 years. First general doctor visit in 15 years.
Did you come on that, doctor?
You better believe it.
All right.
That guy checked for a doctor. No.
Jonah, that wasn't a doctor.
This guy had a bow tie, and he was in Pasadena. I thought he was fucking Bill Nye. This guy. Anyway, the whole time he's a wormy guy, bow tie, doctor. Touch my balls. Came all over that.
Whoa, well, this still works.
Wait,
before you get
to that, you were saying you talked to someone who was my age.
Back to the Chris Farley thing, and he said, because me and some other people were talking about how great Chris Farley was, and he was like, you got to understand, I was a little older than you guys when he showed up on the show, and I thought he was not funny. And he's like, that's a very specific thing to your generation of SNL. I never got it. He just fell down a bunch and would always do the same bit.
I'm his age, and I thought Chris Farley was amazing.
Yeah. But did you have friends who were like, he's just old Belushi, he's doing the Belushi?
The thing is, every season of SNL,
doing the other funniest
says,
guy on SNL?
Everyone does there must be a mathematical name for the theorem that, it's like cast minus two or something, which is like the couple casts ago that was the cast,
the weird cycle of
it's the Robin Williams formula of whatever Robin Williams movie came out when you were 10 is your favorite Robin Williams movie.
I guess that's true, but I
is it
so Popeye yeah, is my is. Favorite movie.
Yes, it is.
I'm pretty sure
you love Robert Altman.
I did love Robert Altman, and I'm a big Shelley Duvall
fan.
You
love Popeye.
Ned Beatty is wimpy. How can you go wrong?
Come on.
Except with the Popeye movie.
Yes.
That's how it went wrong.
All the best intentions.
So good intentions.
Yeah.
You know, they just the idea that they were like, you know, we know the Popeye cartoon. We know the comic strips. We're going to do a weird, gritty, arty, not comedy movie. Just to see, they basically kind of, which now I kind of respect as an artist, they kind of R-crumbed it, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, you're right. They did make it just, it's just so weird. It's still weird. It's not even like, looking back, it's like everyone thought that was so weird. Like,
and it was a musical.
Yeah.
That's right.
It was a dramatic musical of live action Popeye antics that looked really, and he wouldn't eat the spinach till the end, and it was disgusting, and then...
Yeah.
So what's the thing people love about Popeye? Well, they love when he eats the spinach. Okay, we should not do that. You gotta do it once.
Save it.
All right, we'll do it in the end.
Well, it's like in Casino Royale. He doesn't say Bond, James Bond, till the very end. It's the last line in the movie.
But a lot of other stuff happens. A lot of other stuff happens.
No, you're just waiting on that.
So what happened at your physical?
Well, it came.
Yeah,
I hadn't had one in a long time. Did all the stuff. He checked everything out, and he says, "You seem fine. I'll let you know when we get
there." You seem fine.
No. From what I was able to do, you're fine. I'll let you know what the blood work and the urine sample have to say about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then I was waiting, and I got a call today. And I don't know. I haven't been to the doctor in a long time. I'm expecting, you know, I'm generally healthy. Like, I don't eat shit all the time, but I drink. And, like, I was like, maybe there's going to be, like, maybe my cholesterol will be up or my blood pressure or something like that.
Jonah, what's left of your liver is not doing well.
No, that's the thing. The lady calls, and she's like, hey, I'm from Dr. Ware's office. I just want to let you know that. Oh yeah, sorry, I didn't even say that.
It's a weird doctor. Oh no.
Yeah, you don't want to see him during the full moon.
You gave him the full moon, all
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he doesn't need an incisor. So she goes. She's like, "Hey, just we looked at your blood and urine, and you're good. You're good to go." And I was like, "What's that?" She's like, "Yeah, you're healthy. You're fine." And I go, "You sure?" She's like, "Yeah." I was like, "There's nothing I should keep an eye on. Little less salt, little more of this." She's like, "From what we can see, you are totally fine." I was like, "That doesn't make sense." And she's like,
"I'll show her."
And she's like, "You're young. Don't worry about it. Like, you know, just be healthy." And I'm like, "Okay, goodbye." And then I was so scared that, like, for the next hour, I thought she was going to call back and go, "We made a mistake."
That was Chris Hardwick's trial.
That was very, very.
Yeah. That was very exciting. It's been a good day.
They said your body was healthy, not your mind.
My mind, decrepit. I fucking made, like, the pop chips thing went way more out of control than I ever thought.
Went viral, bro.
Bro, pop chips.
Yeah. But other than that, that was a good thing that happened today. And also, The Rock retweeted me, and it was like the best thing in the world.
When did The Rock retweet you?
I had a dream about him last night. We were hanging out, and he was talking about, like, you know, like working on.
Well,
this
now
stuff.
Get to the dream part.
Yeah, and then you know, he's training me. We're at the gym, and we're working out. We're just talking about stuff. We're goofing off. We're talking about Hawaii, and then like we go and make like a funny, you know, video, like Instagram
video.
It's a
long tweet.
No, this is my dream that I was telling you about. Yeah. Don't ask me stuff and then get bored when I'm 5 seconds into it, guys.
Wait, were you talking?
Enjoy
about?
The show, John.
What are you talking about?
So I tweet, like, had a dream last night that I hung out with The Rock, and I tagged him in the thing, and he retweeted it and then responded saying, you shouldn't eat so much cheese before going to bed, bro. And it was
The Rock is great.
He's so great.
He might be a perfect human being. He's a perfect human specimen.
I'd ask his wife if he's a perfect human being. Couldn't make that work. Anyway, I'd love to have you on the podcast.
Matt Myra lays
the Myra way. Yeah. What is the Myra method?
Yeah, yeah.
Sitting in this very room, we're actually recording at Meltdown right now because we're doing the Meltdown show tonight. I'm guesting on the Meltdown show tonight.
Yes. Yeah,
so we're recording.
We're kind of full tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just a little.
But Emily said I could.
She's probably not even going to get here tonight.
Yeah, she's over
busy.
At the garage
she's
show.
Writing.
So
what? I'm not.
Sorry.
But, well, I could just squeeze on for like.
Nope.
Like 10 or
very tight.
12. When did Matt start booking the show?
He doesn't.
At all.
He's been banned, so he's trying to get everyone else.
If I can get enough people to not show up, Jonah will desperately call me.
Mm-hmm. Now it's very all. Good. But this is the room we were sitting in when you came up with the Myra method. So it's delightful.
Was that here?
I believe that was in this room.
I'll believe
you. The Myra method sitting in the exact same chair.
Does this room exacerbate your bad vibes?
Yes.
Make worse.
I don't understand.
Wait, Matt looks adorable right now. It's raining. So he's got a New England Patriots hat on.
Yeah.
And then a hoodie with the hoods over the hat. And he's just got his hands like, nuzzled up under his bushy chin.
Some reason, I felt like the hood would feel cozier, and it does.
It's too warm in here.
It's really warm in
here. I'm a little
Katie,
cold.
I forgot how fucking stiflingly hot.
Someone's in here right before here, and they just fucking sweated.
They just came in here just to sweat?
Who, Mr. Heat Miser? You can laugh. You can let it out if you want.
No, I'm very upset.
No, why? For other people, it's still the winter. The Heat Miser is still a relevant cultural icon for people in places it snows.
Yeah, Jonah, the Heat Miser is a relevant cultural icon. Just today, he was trending for like 6 hours.
Well, did you see the Heat Miser tribute at the Grammys? Lady Gaga did
job. Did a great tribute.
Great Heat Miser.
Covered all the Heat Miser classics.
No, that was Baba Bowie.
That was good. That was good.
You motherfucker! How fucking dare you?
This is all vodka. I just figured, like, I thought.
Oh, you're drinking smart vodka.
I really was hoping that they were going to tell me, like, maybe ease up on the drinking, and they didn't.
You were hoping the doctor was going to be your intervention, like, don't you know what you're enabling?
One more drink, and you'll die. I'm like, all right, good time to stop.
I need to. What I need to do is get to D and be like, the next time Jonah goes in for a physical, you need to call the doctor before and tell him that Jonah's gonna. But he's fine. Yeah. I know he's fine. You just need to tell him.
And it just doesn't have to be like crazy, like his liver's gonna go. Just say salt's a bit high in your diet, and I'll cut out salt for the rest
no
of my life.
Salt.
I just need someone to say it.
Yeah. Matt seemed to like my smart vodka idea.
I think it's not, you know, if you could get some electrolytes in vodka, you could, like, sort of circumvent hangovers.
Oh, isn't that what Ciroc is?
I don't know. Is it? Did he beat us to it?
I don't know.
I mean, he's a magnet.
I don't know what that
magnate?
Is.
Magnate? Ciroc is, Diddy's vodka.
Diddy's vodka that he makes out of, it's a grape flavor?
Formerly Puff Daddy. Sean Puffy Combs.
Oh. All right.
I don't know how many more names I can give him.
For so long. I don't know what's what. I've never had an IPA.
That's all right.
You wouldn't like it.
You're not missing much.
Because you liked to drink a lot of beers.
Yeah.
This is like, it's a beer that you can't really throw back.
What did I used to drink? I used to drink...
Everything?
Besides that, specifically, I liked Sierra Nevada. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, then you might like...
Guinness, I could drink a Guinness, but I couldn't drink a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I could drink... I liked Asahi. I like
Asahi.
Red Stripe, the Jamaican one, in the stubby bottles.
Yeah.
In the little stubby bottles. And that's all I remember. And Amstel Light.
I hate Amstel Light.
My dad used to drink Bud Light. That's all he drank.
That's usually what I drink.
But it doesn't taste like anything from what...
Was that okay
like
with
water.
His Miller High Life contract?
that cool expired in 1969. So it was all okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
Thank you, Your Honor.
You've been watching that People versus O.J. Simpson?
I have not.
I heard it's great.
Why wouldn't it be great?
Well, I don't know. There's not everything's great.
It's the greatest story ever told.
It is, but it doesn't mean that the television version, but I heard, I hear him talk about it in the writers' room at midnight.
Even a bad version of it would be.
People say it's great.
Great.
It just seems fun.
Yeah. I mean, we're forgetting the fact that people were murdered, but, you know, it is still fun.
I don't think anyone's forgetting that fact. I mean, it's OJ what the is. Whole show is based off of, the fact that two people were murdered.
Oh, I'm watching a different version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's a musical, and it was directed by Robert Altman. he's going to give it the Popeye treatment.
It doesn't kill anybody till the end of the movie.
Not till the
You're
end.
You're waiting. It's the thing you want OJ to do.
Yep, you don't want him to do that.
Well, I mean, that's what we all know him for and love him for, right? Am I confused about OJ's legacy?
No, he was a hockey player.
No, he was in the Naked Gun.
His Naked Gun. He was, God, that was so great. I just remember the first time I saw Naked Gun. What a revelation that was.
It was real good.
God damn it.
I remember I wanted to see it because, I saw the trailer. I was like, it's so funny. And then some kid in my neighborhood was like, you won't be allowed to see it because it's all about sex. Naked Gun means penis. And I was like, oh, I guess I won't be able to see it. Yeah, it was just some kid talking out of his ass.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's a pretty specific talent. Was it Jim Carrey? Because he used to, he did the bit where he would.
Mm-hmm.
No, I got it.
Don't awkwardly shift your waters around.
They weren't.
Stop it. They were fine where they were.
Those don't.
Make eye contact with me.
Don't become his waters until he opens them.
I do like stubbies.
Stummies.
Fuck stummies. No, Chris. I don't believe I will. Fuck stummies.
Yes, stummies. Stummies.
That's one of my favorite lines from the movie.
There were supposed to be Tums, right?
Was it?
I don't know. I loved it. Like, he would bring it, like, when I came up with stummies, everyone goes, yes, stummies. And they all.
And they have the fish bowls of stummies. Yeah. We're talking about Brain Candy, a phenomenal.
Great movie.
Kids in the Hall movie.
One of the artistly shot comedies.
It was it was beautiful. It's a beautiful movie. And the poster artwork was gorgeous,
too. So good. Soundtrack was great. It was on Matador Records.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Did you see Brain Candy when you were growing up?
Yeah, of course I did. Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah. I love it. I love all of the Kids in the Hall.
You're a little younger than the rest of us, so I don't know. Jonah's getting up there, but
sure am.
Still hanging on.
Still hanging
John
on.
John and I are 363 days apart.
Yeah. If you're counting like time.
Well, what should I be counting?
How much time we have left.
Oh.
Apparently I have infinity time.
Well, I don't think that's what the messaging... I think maybe you're reading...
I started smoking cigarettes right after that phone call.
Why would you do...
Because I'm healthy, Chris.
That doesn't mean you're invincible.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm going to listen to you and not a doctor.
The doctor didn't even say that.
Yeah, it was the nurse, but...
And she didn't even say that.
I'll show you. I got an app on my phone that shows my blood work, and only a few of the numbers are red.
So if you get sick, you're going to be like, but you said I could... You
said I was healthy. You said I had all the time in the world.
This is like a guarantee. I want to see the manager. No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I think it does.
How do you feel, though?
Great. Tired. I wake up all throughout the night. I pee a lot.
Do you have you don't sleep well?
I got a sleep. I just been stressed, and so I wake up.
Just try a white noise machine. Do you?
I do constantly.
Yeah,
yeah. I've been way into sleep sounds, or put on a movie or something like that.
Yeah. Ed Wood.
Ed Wood. Matinee's been coming back into the rotation.
White noise machine. You mean a wife? I'm joining the club. I'm joining the club.
I don't know why.
You made me laugh like an old fat Italian
you
man.
You did.
Jonah's spread finger hands both went to his stomach. That was delightful. That was delightful. I was kidding about the thing I said before. That was doing a bit.
About what?
The white noise machine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean that literally.
Oh, well, you'll find out.
You'll find out. Katie, cut that out.
You'll find out.
Matt, wake up.
You okay, Matt?
What?
What's going on?
You came from Westwood.
I did. I came from
Westwood. What were you doing at Westwood?
A guitar lesson.
Oh, you're taking guitar lessons?
Yeah, yeah. Just trying to, you know, hone those skills so I can finally take
it. What's a guitar shop on Westwood Boulevard?
Westwood Music. That's
that is Westwood Music. Mike Furman used to work there.
Yes, I know. We talk about Mike sometimes.
Oh, my God. He told me this amazing story once where this guy had this really amazing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted the neck a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
So they were trying to adjust it. Maybe they were working on the action. They were trying to adjust the action.
Yeah, sure.
Something happened and they were standing there with the guy, and from upstairs in the loft where they do the repairs, I just heard, "Bing, ba, bum, bum, bing. God damn it!" And this footsteps, the guy walks down the stairs, and he goes, "Well, that guitar is destroyed."
No!
The guy goes, "Which guitar?" "Your guitar."
Oh, no.
But it was a very rare thing that happened, because Westwood Music is like one of the premier.
They're all great. Chelsea's great. She does work on my acoustics.
This was like 20 years ago.
My electrics.
But did it fell, or like he just
something slipped and it fell.
Sounds like some tension went and then boom. Sounds like the neck needed to be reset.
Yeah.
So I'm just going based off of the sounds you made.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like a ting, but then it sounded like it fell and then rolled down.
Yeah, and then he was attacked by geese. And
it was attacked by geese. It was a boom kachika bantam.
That sounds like a very interesting form of martial arts that's entering the UFC. Tech by geese.
Tech by geese. You guys doing a tech by geese?
Yeah.
Rogan's going to be talking about this guy's tech.
Yeah, you know, if someone wants to take Holm down, they got to do that tech by geese, because it's the only one that she has not trained for.
Trained in the art of tech by geese.
God damn it. Westwood Music is like really amazing.
It's a
people
great shop.
Store their, like, keep their guitars there.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. You'll see all kinds of people going.
I bought a couple guitars over there at the old Westwood Music.
I've seen Elvis Costello's guitar there. I've seen.
What's so fun about this little man through my world?
Who's that?
That was Elvis.
Presley?
Yep. It was Peace, Love, and Understanding, but instead of understanding, it was Matthew Myra. Yeah, it was really good. I liked it.
It was Elvis.
I liked it.
Presley?
Costello.
Abbott?
Costello.
Lou Costello?
No, it was not Lou Costello. It was clearly
Elvis
Costello.
I know who Elvis Costello was, but what was the voice you were doing?
What's so fun about peace, love, understanding?
That's the voice. Who's that?
It's Elvis Costello.
No, I know who Elvis Costello is, but like, I know.
Jonah! You know, you can't just go get a clean bill of health and think you can come in here and fuck with everyone.
That's true, Jonah.
Because no one, because you're impervious.
Oh, Chris, I think the opposite is true.
Matt, hit him.
Well, I think he's overhydrating. His body's going to catch up real soon.
This is why I'm so healthy. Because I can't. I'm always thirsty.
There's a difference between being really healthy and just not being sick.
What?
I don't think you're confusing not having any recognizable ailment
He said,
"You're unkillable."
They said healthy. Thank you so much.
Unkillable.
Katie.
Just like Jonah's Tumblr was unfuckwithable. You are fuckwithable.
Unfuckwithable. Nope. Unfuckwithable.
But you
can't do it, germs. Can't stop me.
Maybe it's not going to be a germ.
What is it going to be?
A lady instead of a germ?
A virus?
Ladies and germs. Remember that?
A virus? Oh, that gets a chuckle. Oh, a virus? I've been getting.
You got a fucking Italian belly laugh.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I gave you the like.
I couldn't get rid of it for like a month.
I mean, come on.
Guys, don't go to Geno's. I had Italian belly laugh for a week.
I'm gonna read you something just based on this bad pun action.
Is my health record? Because it's spotless.
Well, I guess I'm done then.
I see here a couple numbers are red, Jonah.
Here we go. This is just kind of.
Matt, why'd you pull out your phone?
Oh, I was checking whatever he was checking, then forgot my phone doesn't work that way, and then read Twitter. That's literally what happened.
So, I apologize for doing this. I know this is cringy, but I posted a couple. I feel
Dick
really
pics?
Upset about this.
Dick pics, bro? Get your naked gun out.
I posted a couple of comments on some threads.
Oh, no.
That got no recognition whatsoever. And I feel like maybe they just deserved a fucking piece of something.
Chris just became the internet.
You are worse than Hitler, and I hope you die in a fire.
Mm-hmm.
So Will Wheaton
mm-hmm.
posted familiar. A picture of a thing called the Bark Box, which I guess is like a monthly subscription box service for dogs.
Oh, my God.
Is this on Instagram?
It's like Birchbox.
Yeah, this one's on Birchbox.
Instagram is not. Instagram is not
like
a place
comment.
Where you.
So I said
can
in
get,
the comments, thinking that people were digitally going to carry me out into the streets.
Mm-hmm.
I had a bad case of BarkBox last July. Got it from doing doggy with this bitch in Wagstaff. I should have wrapped my bone in something other than cheese, but it was the only way to make her swallow. I was a bad boy, but she howled when she started to come. Here, come here, come here! What was I talking about again?
That's great!
Not one! You're genuinely tickled.
Yeah, that's great!
If well, I no, saw no, the... no, hang on.
But see, the thing is...
The next comment is, at Hardwick, Chris Y.
Okay, this is not the
next comment is... LMAO at Hardwick.
All right.
You're getting some love on this.
All right. I didn't see that before.
Because you don't get notified for that stuff.
Yeah,
it's weird how you don't see the things directly underneath your comment.
Well, I was only looking at my own thing because I'm...
Oh, well, Chris, you're not seeing everything else because you're only looking at yourself.
And
Chris,
isn't that ultimately
really
the problem?
You know what the thing is, though? I would have saw it. I would have laughed.
Yeah,
and
I wouldn't have
moved on with my
day. I wouldn't have thought about it.
How about this? So on Reddit, there were the top post on Reddit was MySpace founder is savage. And
Macho Man?
No, MySpace founder Tom.
Oh yeah.
And so there's a comment on a thread where he said something about MySpace, and then a guy commented and said something to the effect of, "Oh, you're gonna run this into the ground because you couldn't keep a social network going." And Tom, with the classic Tom picture, goes. I sold MySpace in 2005 for $580 million, and you beg for half days at work.
Oh, Italian belly laugh number
two. You got
the
Italian belly laugh.
Oh, yeah. That one's from Tom.
I think
Tom
we know what
it.
The name of this episode is going to be, Katie.
maybe I'm doing the Italian belly laugh.
BarkBox.
No, it's going to be his whole comment. This is an episode title.
So, someone said he's still using that same picture. You know, and then someone responded to that in the thread and said, if I were him, I'd throw that on Tinder because I'd get a lot of action. And I said, if he was on Tinder, you'd get to see his top eight, A-T-E. And then I wrote,
oh, boy.
Hey-o.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Underneath.
Yeah.
His top eight.
And then what happened?
Tinder. Because
yeah.
Eight yeah. is the past tense of
eating.
Eating a person out when you eat. You don't.
It's a couple
you're
steps.
You're not digesting.
Chris, it's a couple
you're
steps.
Not digest-
yeah. It's a couple steps.
A lot of steps.
You're not. It's like a step and a half.
Yeah.
It's a hop.
You know what? If you saw it in print, that's the problem.
Do
you
wait, print so you're out printing Reddit? Out your comment pages?
Don't you?
Do you have? You?
I glue them up all over my room.
Does Michelle show up at your house every morning with the stapled together Reddit and like, here you go, Mr. Hardwick.
I like the tactile. Experience.
And then you put it on your walls and you get string to connect the different comments.
Threads.
And
well, if I comment here,
yeah,
I could probably get gilded.
Damn. Well,
wait, that was. What was that?
That was a German sneeze.
No,
well, can't be that surprised.
Okay. So I'm batting. 50?
What do you say? You're saying that half of your stuff is going well?
Between the two comments, one was received very well by Jonah.
So you're looking, and you're batting 500.
500.
Which is incredible.
All right. But I only took two swings.
It's okay. Season starts with one swing every year.
I don't see what you're, like, I think you're funny.
Yeah, the people that know you think you're funny, is that okay? Or do you just need strangers
What's that thing you used to say? Like, irony only works between friends?
It kind of does only work between friends.
You used to say that because someone was wearing a shirt that says something, and you're like, yeah, we find it funny. But if someone saw you walking the street, you'd be the guy wearing that shirt sincerely.
Yeah. Irony works very well between friends.
Yeah.
The important thing is, I'm very brave to get up on stage like that. It's so not,
I couldn't do that.
It's really to get up and perform in front of strangers and beg for their fucking attention.
Brave. It's brave.
So brave.
So brave. You're so brave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do this week?
Work.
How much longer are you working on?
I think we got four or five weeks left of editing.
Boy, it's a good thing I didn't have to go in January, huh? Or did you shift the schedule because of that?
We shifted.
Yeah.
We got a while to go. And then Mystery Science Theater, we start writing that on March 7th.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
So you're just rolling right into the next thing.
Yeah.
Rolling.
Yeah. So
if you start writing on March 7th, you'll be shooting March 8th, right? Because it's a really easy show to write.
There's a lot of people on January 2nd or tweeting us. It's like, first day of production, hope it goes well. We're like, no, not yet.
A little bit of time.
We're going to start again on March 7th. Joel's sending us the first two movies.
Do you know what they are?
I don't know them yet. I don't know what they are yet. But no one will really, I'm sure no one will know.
Out of Africa and the Constant Gardener.
And that's the entire budget. So we're going to, I'm not sure what we're going to do for the other 12 episodes.
What if he fucking somehow managed to get the Scorsese catalog?
It's going to be the same old thing.
Of course.
Movies no one's ever heard of.
It's going to be great. I can't wait.
I'm really looking forward to it.
As is America. Which was shown by their support in financial reasons.
For sure.
Yeah.
So you're going to write the riffs and then the connective bits?
Yeah. Yeah, we start writing those March 7th. He has his offices out in Pennsylvania. And then there's
conveniently located.
Yeah. But then me, Barron, and Hampton are going to be out here getting together, writing our riffs out here and stuff like that. Yes.
Barron?
Bark Barron.
Bark Barron.
Bark Box.
Bark Box. Bark Box. I headed for Fortnite. Get rid of me, Bark Box.
Yeah. So, that's... And then I leave for New York on Sunday.
This Sunday?
This Sunday. I'm going to New York for the week.
What's going on? What's going on there?
Whoa.
What if you're
don't you just because you're married to a Jewish woman?
I
can
say it all the time. It's
I don't know
great.
If you can.
You can.
Yeah.
You can.
I have kids. They're going to be Jews.
What would you say if you married a black woman?
I would say
New York. He would still say it.
New York City, brother.
Yeah.
But I'd add brother at the end.
It is not.
You know what? As far as he could have gone.
Yeah. No, I think that was the only that was the only joke I could have made that wouldn't get edited out.
I mean, what are you talking about? I don't know.
You should be applauding, Matt.
I mean, thank you for my restraint. You're welcome, America.
It was really funny. Cash, one of the producers on your talking programs.
No, I don't think so. I'm kidding. Yeah,
Cash just killed himself.
No, what's funny is because
you didn't change your
we do run throughs on the show to make sure all the clips are in place, and so Kyle Clark and Cash sit next to each other, and they're always dressed the same, and they look like. Because Cash has
giants.
They're both giants.
Yep.
Both blonde.
Yeah.
Both glasses. Cash has a long beard and really short hair, and Kyle has really long hair and a short beard. So the other night I said, I said, first of all, you guys look like a before and after, but I don't know which is which.
What a horrible insult. What a horrible insult.
That's nothing at all.
That is such a fucking brutal beat. Oh, man. That's like that's like you had three aces and someone catches a fucking flush on the river and you're out.
Not at all, man.
Because
so
they look like beat. They look like that old like metal that magnet thing with the metal shavings where you could flip the head upside down.
Yeah.
You could like, oh, his beard is his hair, and his hair is his beard. Like that's how they look.
Oh gosh.
So we have fun.
That's really fun.
So what about cash?
I don't remember.
New York. You're talking about New York?
New York and cash. And
cash.
The show, cash, you went to a thing. Cash came
down.
Oh,
we're talking about like, okay, not cash, like, you know, he was reaching out to, like he sent me an email and it said, it was something about like talking Fear the Walking Dead or something like that.
Yeah.
And like, I go, oh, all right, here we go. I open up the email. He's like, do you know John Ross Bowie's email?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And
that's so
and
funny.
So I respond with, yeah, here it is. And I give him my email address. And then he responds with, you accidentally gave me your email address.
That is cash. It's cash.
The thing that's great about cash is he's, first of all, he's really great at his job.
He's wonderful.
He's a great producer.
Yeah.
And he's such a sweet guy. Mm-hmm. And he has such a good heart. That's kind of why I think that's why you fuck with him a lot because he does Jonah Radio a lot.
Yeah, I don't like it's like when it comes to Jonah Radio, I don't really fuck with him. But Neil's the one that fucks with him. Mm.
But he's just
I
so funny
him.
And he takes it so well,
he's
and he
so
always
good.
He always riffs back. So you know.
Yeah, no, he is a lot of fun to make fun of, and he is really funny himself. So it's really good. But he does so he hangs his head in bummed out mode like better than I've ever seen anybody. Like one time, years and years and years and years ago, we were like, we were all in Boston for a wedding, and like it was like we're all kind of older, we all had jobs, and like you know he's kind of starting to get work, and we're all like, ah, this is so cool, we're all kind of like doing comedy or making a show business life for ourselves, and Cash kind of has some struggles here and there, and then like the bill comes, he's like, don't worry guys, I got it, and he puts his card down.
No, oh no.
She just comes back. She's like, the car, like, we're like, we're really happy for you, Cash. The car got declined. And he hung his head so hard that I think I heard his neck crack. And me and my friend Jake just couldn't stop laughing, like, so loud and filled up the entire fucking
Cash,
room. I know.
Cash.
Oh, I know.
So funny.
That is the fucking worst.
Yeah, that's a real, it was just the timing that was really just fucking nailed it.
Now, did he do any of it? Because I remember, that happened to me several times when I was broke and not managing my life well. You just like be at the grocery store and get everything over. Oh, do you have another card? What's wrong with that one?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's not going well. I mean, clear. It's like the justification to the person working that doesn't give a shit. Like, I mean, I know I paid it. I mean, like the bill was due. Like, you start giving them way too. Mm-hmm. If someone gives way too many details, they're probably lying.
That happened all the time at the record store, which is even sadder because it's like they're buying frivolous things. It's not like they're buying food to feed themselves. It's just like and it's always the same response. Like, what? That's so weird.
But inside, my worst fear imagined, realized.
Yeah. One time I saw a guy, he's like, I gotta call my bank. And then I just saw him touch one button on his phone and it didn't do anything. And he walked away going, hello, yeah. And then walked down the store.
Oh,
and then
no.
I saw him walk into his car.
Oh, no. Oh, that fucking just guts me.
No, that's such
a it's bummer. Brutal.
God, that takes me back.
Yeah.
Oh, that takes me back.
That takes me back to last week. Hey guys,
do you see Hail Caesar?
I haven't seen it. Is it good?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I like it a lot.
Or are you trying to take the heat off Matt's story?
It was starting to bum me out.
It should.
So instead of comforting your friend, you just change the topic.
Oh, what are you going to comfort Matt?
Gonna say?
You're going to comfort Matt like every time we try that it doesn't blow up in our faces.
No.
I started therapy this week.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
That's great. See, he doesn't
I go to therapy.
Comfort.
It's good.
Yeah, no. I
don't go. A doctor called me and said, your mental health
you're
is totally
really
fine.
You're really misinterpreting the message there.
Yeah, he said totally healthy. What does totally mean to you?
But not
popping tails, buddy.
You didn't do a thorough psychiatric evaluation of you.
What? I don't need one.
You pissed in a cup. they probably grabbed the wrong cup of piss, to be honest. And the blood, they were
Could
just like,
anybody's.
The blood was probably so tainted, they were like, why even bother telling him? Why even bother?
He's only got a week to live. Let him live it out. Don't stress him.
That's what I would do, I think, if I was that nurse. Yeah. I'd be like, you're fine.
You're fine. Live
she
life.
She hangs up and starts bawling.
Yeah.
I can't do what keep you doing
just,
this.
You know, just do me a favor. Live like
the two nurses.
Your fullest.
The two nurses were having an argument. One's like, "We have to tell him." The other one's like, "You can't. Why would you do that to him?" Yeah. Someone told my brother he only had a week to live, and it was the worst. And then you'd have to. And then she was like, "No, I'm going to do it." And then right at the last minute, the other nurse put her hand over the phone and be like, "Think about what you're doing, Stacy." And she's like, "Shut up, Stephanie." And then when you answered, she just couldn't go through with it. And she was like, "Mr. Ray, you're perfectly healthy." And then she hung up the phone and sobbed.
What and Stephanie
she,
do?
She used your stage name, too.
Yeah, that's the weirdest part. That's a really weird part.
Yeah, because Jonah, that's right.
I did the worst bit at a show. I was hosting a show the other night. It was the record release show for Paige Weldon's debut mm-hmm. record, Uncomfortable at Best.
Awesome.
Which is a great record. But we were doing we were at a bar, and I was hosting the release show, and I was doing a bit about, you know, my last name being Rodriguez and how at the bar I always have to repeat it a few times and they always look at me like I'm lying and using someone else's card. I always have to show my ID
right.
to prove that it's my card. And I was like, yeah, the same thing happened tonight. And then like I get off stage and Deanna, she's like, you just told everybody your last name and that you have a card open at the bar.
Well, you said Rodriguez. Your last name is Rodriguez.
It's Rodriguez, yeah, but for simplification purposes, I say Rodriguez.
Oh.
It's just easy because you're Rodriguez.
To the man.
What's that? Rodriguez? What? Rodriguez? Okay. You?
Well, it didn't sound like that. It was just two things that you had to say extra to protect your family's pride in Portuguese heritage.
My dad wanted to change our name
to what?
Years ago. Rodson. He wanted to, because my mom's last name is Erickson.
Oh.
He's like,
okay.
Rodson. I was like, yeah.
That's interesting.
You want to change your name to Rod Stewart?
I wonder which dealer your dad was hiding from.
Oh, no, yeah, I know. I wonder a lot of that.
Which Samoan guy?
Yeah. I remember I used to think my dad had such bad allergies.
And also, he really loved baby powder.
He sure did.
Just around his mouth.
I remember one time where me and my friends were in a car with one of my friends. She was taking us to a movie, and then like in traffic, like passed by my dad in his car, and she's like, "I didn't know your dad smoked cigarettes." I was like, "Yeah, cigarettes."
Well, my dad, and I can say this now because he's dead, and
he can hear you.
What?
That's a podcast.
I just mean that no one can arrest him.
Oh, good.
It was very regular for my dad when I was growing up to like have a beer while driving.
Yeah, like, that was also the law.
In the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah.
No, he had these, for a while he had these labels that looked like Coke labels, and you'd put them around the can so that it looked like a...
What an industrious young man.
Yeah. I mean...
Whoever decided to sell those.
You know, and the doctor told him he was perfectly healthy.
He lived a long life.
He did.
Well, that's not the point, Jonah.
You're just jealous of me. That's what's wrong.
I'm not jealous.
You're jealous of my immaculate health.
No, I'm not. Your health isn't immaculate.
You 44-year-old fuck.
If I could pick up this table, I'd show you what for.
Oh, no. Mr. Cosby?
No, that's not what...
What was that voice?
No. How's therapy? Talking about your feelings?
I just went. The first session was on Tuesday.
It's really good.
How many times did you tell the person they were wrong?
Zero times, Jonah.
They don't.
Zero times.
You know,
I'm not there to tell them they're wrong. They're there to listen.
Is this the kind of therapy where they just kind of keep poking you to keep talking so you're working out, or do they?
It's a little bit of that.
Do they offer?
But he like nailed something, and I was like, oh, I never thought of that. Oh God, I almost started crying.
It's good though.
Is it?
It's yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Every
next week, it's
every like New England Irish Catholic like type of person I've known to go to therapy, they cry.
Oh, it was. I didn't. But I was just like, because he just said, "Oh, you think that maybe that's why you're like that?" And I was like, "Oh,
I can't believe you brought up me, ma'am. Oh, fake it all. Fake it all. Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Take me. Just fucking take me. Christ."
That's exactly what it was like.
So same time next week?
Yeah, we'll be here. I think that's great. I'm very proud of you. I think it's very good. You know, it's like even
I'm proud of you too.
Yeah, no,
because it's
I got coaxed into it by my wife.
Well,
I said, you know what?
She's smart and she loves you, and you should listen
exactly.
to her.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I said. I was like, if you want me to go, I'll go. It's very close to the house.
I think I think the one thing that we definitely all have in common is that we married smarter, more stable women. Well, I mean, I'm getting married.
Yeah.
And I think that's very fortunate.
We almost let the cat out of the bag that you eloped.
We didn't elope. Of course. I would never do it. Are you fucking kidding me? My mom's Italian Catholic. I would never. No. That would not fly. That would not fly.
No.
You can just have her at the ceremony.
Why did you do it? Why a Jesus, a Mary, and a Joseph? Jesus Christus.
Did you guys check out Those Who Can't?
I haven't seen it yet. The Grolix guys?
Yeah, it's so good.
They were on At Midnight. They're fucking funny dudes.
They're very, very funny guys.
I haven't seen it.
It's good.
It's about teachers. They're like substitute teachers?
No, they're just actual teachers at a school.
They're literal teachers.
It's them three and then Maria Thayer.
I love Maria Thayer.
Yeah, it's really funny. Like I've seen two or three episodes now, and it's just like really, really funny.
It's a True TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
True.
Is it available digitally?
Probably.
I'm sure you can go to True's website and take a look at that.
I dig it. I like it. It's very cool. Like I like how they sold a show. None of them had moved out of Denver. It was like, it's a really cool thing.
Well, that's good. But every time we're about to get a breakthrough with Matt, you bring up a pop culture thing.
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
No, we were already talking
about that. We can talk about the whatever.
I know. I just want to make sure
see Adam on the lot.
I just want to make sure Matt's okay. Matt, every time.
I just know it makes him uncomfortable. You're trying to push him or trying to get us
to
be his therapist.
What do you need, guys? I'm already paying a guy to do this.
My God, Jonah, he's right. He should be paying us.
That's a good point.
I can't afford this.
Oh, buddy.
I haven't worked since May.
Oh, buddy. That was just a couple months.
Almost a year.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Just coming up on
stop
a year.
Making fucking work.
Right when I'm trying to have a breakthrough making fun of Matt, you just try to...
Have you guys heard of this Back to the Future ride at Universal Studios?
Tokyo. Still there.
Universal Tokyo. Have you heard Harry Potter World's opening soon?
Yeah,
it's open.
It's coming.
Nope, it's opening in April.
Oh.
The land is open. You can't ride anything.
Hogsmeade.
Should watch those movies all in a row and then go and experience Harry Potter World.
You can watch like the first four.
Never seen any of them. I saw one of them in a theater.
What?
Yeah.
I saw one in the theater as well.
Yeah. They started coming out
not see the last
like 2001, right?
2001.
Yeah, and I really couldn't afford to see movies too often. Like, I remember, like, 2001, I probably saw Spider-Man 2.
Tell me about it, bro. That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
WKRP in Cincinnati was a show.
Lonnie Anderson shares a birthday with me.
Matt, it turns out your money problems seem to be stemming in...
Manimal was a show that I should get a more current reference.
And I'm Animal Man. I'm so bummed we never made that at WebTV.
Animal Man.
Did I ever tell you about Anim Animal Man?
No.
It was a thing we really wanted to do on WebSoup. It was like non sequitur. We were trying to find a web video that we could shoehorn in the idea. Yeah. And it was Anim Animal Man was a guy who was driving down the street
mm-hmm.
when there was a solar eclipse. And then he's transporting an ancient urn. And then he hits a gypsy lady with his car. And so at that same time, he looks at a goat. And the goat was looking at another person. So Anim Animal Man is a guy that when all these like different curses coincide with each other, he turns into a goat, but then he turns into a goat that turns into another man.
So he turns back into a man.
Yeah, just a different
it's like
man.
It's like a quick transformation.
It's like a real painful process. God, I'll make that one day.
There's no reason that you can't.
Yeah, you can do it.
It's like, I want a lot of effects. I want to go practical with this one.
Maybe there's an
I want this on 16mm.
Maybe there's an MST3K movie that'll lend itself to Anim Animal Man.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you can make Anim Animal Man and then MST3K it.
We'll make fun of it.
There you go.
Ooh, that's meta.
I've done that. I did that in a Freeloader's Guide to Easy Living where we had the episode turn to a zombie movie, and then we put silhouettes of ourselves making fun of our own movie.
God damn it. You're sucking your own dick.
Yes. Yeah. I still can't reach it.
You'll get there, buddy. You'll get there. Yeah. You're healthy.
Just gotta get rid of some of these ribs that I clearly don't need to protect my heart because it's strong.
Doesn't mean you can do everything.
I can do anything.
I don't think so.
Think of something. I can do it.
Can you stand up in this room?
Nope.
The ceiling's very low.
Yes, the ceiling is very low. Now you're fucking with me. See, now you're fucking with me.
Italian belly laugh.
Hey.
White noise machine. If you're just tuning into the Nerdist podcast, we don't know either.
And then why'd you skip ahead so far?
Very strange. Who's going to skip this dumb ads and take up like 4,000 minutes at the beginning of the podcast? It's like, these guys aren't even friends anymore, man. It's all going downhill on Matt. He's wearing a hoodie and Jonah's healthy and
Elvis Costello.
Yes, that was it. That was from My Aim Is True.
That was perfect.
Thank
that
you very
was
much.
Spot on.
I'd really worked on it for a long time.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like my Irish accent.
Yeah, well, in retrospect, yeah. Now that you told
I think
me
you
what
mean
it was.
Retrospect.
Retrospect. Do you do any accents?
No.
You put yourself out there?
Never.
You put yourself out there to be heard by your friend?
Try not
you
to.
Wonder why I don't comfort him?
Try not to.
I try to expand myself as a performer, as
I mean,
podcaster.
Do you put yourself down there?
I was just so beaten down for so long that I've decided to no longer put myself out there.
That's not
it's
true,
the way to
buddy.
Go, it's the
it's
way
not
to
true.
Go.
Yeah, is it? Wait, if you don't do anything, no one can say anything bad about
yep.
it. Oh my God.
Does this
God.
Count as doing a thing?
Bingo.
This counts as doing a
podcasting?
Thing.
Podcasting?
Yes.
No, this is like breathing for us.
I guess that's true. The important thing is, you're turning your life around and you're straightening out your emotional clogs and you're going to be all good and I'm very proud of you and let's go to Disneyland on Friday.
Great. I'll
what?
Be there.
You're going to?
Yeah, yeah, we are. You're working.
But I'm going to plan another trip because I'm going to take my buddy Will Wheaton to Disneyland and he's out of town. So we're going to go on another Disneyland trip in like
oh,
a month or
wait,
so.
Did, you I bring get, in the, did I just get pulled in because Will was out of town?
No. Oh, you were the first
oh,
person I called.
No.
It's going to be really hot anyway.
Oh, no. It's going to be
there's
hot,
a group of us.
But it's going to be hot.
It's gonna be
yeah,
hot
hot's
anyway.
Good.
Who's in the group? I'll tell you if I like them or not.
well, mister.
I like you. I like your future wife. So I'm okay with that. My wife, I'm okay with.
Her friends, Jamie and Kyle, who are also my friends, who are also lovely, wonderful
who's
people.
Who's Jamie and Kyle? What do they do?
They're...
Well, how do they act and where do they make their millions? Let's hear it.
No, it's not...
Let's hear it.
Matt!
Net worth.
I don't know.
That's where I place self-value
at. You can ask them on
at.
Friday. Just don't do it at the
Jamie
beginning of the day.
Jamie Kennedy.
It's not Jamie Kennedy.
And what was the other person's name?
Jamie and Kyle.
Kyle.
It doesn't matter.
Kyle Reese.
It's not
Kyle
Reese. No.
Sent back.
It, yes, it's Kyle Reese who's been sent
Connor.
Back to save Sarah Connor.
But
he's
also
got impregnate
her to become John Connor.
Yeah, which is...
Oh, boy, Genesis. There is no timeline. It's just a fucking mess. You see Genesis?
Was that the
you
one...
You see the second
the
sequel
one.
To that movie you were in?
It was the last one or the previous one?
The last one with Arnold.
Oh, yeah, the last one with Arnold.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? But it was fun.
I had a hoot with it. I really
I thought
it
was
it.
A good time.
I had a good time with it.
I thought it was a fun Terminator movie.
But if you
movie.
Think about the timeline for
no,
any
no, no,
amount
no, no, no.
Of,
but you
any
know,
amount
you don't
of time,
need to watch it for that.
Your brain will
you
rip
don't need
apart.
To watch it for that. It was just a fun.
Just
it was just
so
a fun romp.
Mad
fun.
At it.
I like a romp.
It was a good Terminator romp.
Big into romps.
We we're watching. Oh, we got a screener. This movie called The Witch, which looks fucking.
Oh,
great.
That's the, everyone was talking about that at Fantastic Fest last year.
Well, hang on. This Jamie and Kyle. Am I going to be the fattest one there in the group?
Yes.
God, every time. Every fucking time.
Oh, Chris.
What?
It seems like you could have recovered better than that.
Baby.
Sure, I slept with your sister, but don't shoot
the
messenger.
Come on. Don't shoot the messenger. You know she got the super sweet ass. What are you doing? Zabble dabble.
That's the next finishing move.
Zabble dabble.
Trained in the art of zabble dabble. American zabble dabble warrior.
Whoa, I'd watch that. Is it on G4?
Oh yeah, I forgot. I was thinking about like American Ninja
Warrior.
No, like the movie American Ninja.
Oh, I was thinking of American Ninja Warrior. Crazy how that works. I heard
still
someone's
resurrecting
G4.
Still got it in your
G4.
Blood. They haven't taken the sign down.
I heard someone is resurrecting it. I also heard Super Deluxe is back.
Yeah, I saw that.
They're hiring people.
Whoa,
for
when you
way
have a strong brand, you gotta bring it back.
Yeah.
You drive the podcast for a change.
What are you talking about? What do you want?
Yeah. You.
You didn't like my relaxed attitude towards this podcast? My phone started vibrating a bunch, and I got really scared that something went wrong at work.
or the doctor was like, we mixed up the records. You have all the cancers.
Guys, I'm lying.
Oh, no.
I didn't see a doctor.
Oh. It was Bill Nye, wasn't it?
It was actually Bill Nye, and he told me to leave. And I was like, well, that probably means because I'm fine.
No, it's because you just came.
Game.
You.
Ain't so easy, is it?
What?
Driving the podcast.
Driving the podcast?
That's right.
Yeah, when you're thrown into the driver's seat because a fucking guy just jumped out the car. Yeah, it's a little tricky to get into.
Good luck, motherfucker!
just scream, take the hill.
You bastard! You frightened Scoot!
Now, I did the classic Chris Hardwick maneuver, which was I pretty much almost injured myself and another creature doing a comedy bit. I went to jump off the microphone. The dog is dark and the floor is dark. I did not see Scout next to my foot, so I tripped over the dog. The dog was so upset and nonplussed that it just went over. It didn't really seem to affect me.
Scout's got a good attitude, you know?
I like it.
I was always the guy. I was always the spazzy freak kid.
Yeah.
That would like do a physical bit and then break something.
And hurt myself, break something, land on someone's foot.
Oh, here we go.
No, you brought it up.
I don't think I did.
You brought it up again. You did. People can rewind the tape.
Oh, no, this shouldn't be on tape. This is a podcast.
That would be pretty cool. We should pick our favorite episode and just put it out on tape.
That's a great idea, actually, just for fun.
One episode that we only put on cassette.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
And we call it the cassette episode.
Yeah.
The cassette episode.
Oh, I'd do that.
So we don't have to.
We probably sell 4, 5, 6 copies.
That'd be great.
I don't think so. I think we'd sell a lot more than that.
7, 8, 10.
Because it would come with a digital download.
Oh, well, then if we give that out, then it's going to get fucking, someone's going to.
No, but people are going to want the thing. They're going to want the thing. People want things.
That's an interesting idea.
It is an interesting idea.
I'd love it.
When did you get business sense?
No, I'm just talking about doing cool shit.
Yeah, I'd like to do that if it's any.
Yeah, bro. If you can see Jonah's hair, it's all just windswept over his forehead right now.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it just looks super, super, super.
It's very Superman-y, you know?
Yeah, I have that
curl coming down.
I got that curl.
I got that curl. I got that curl.
It's funny that you said my hair is kind of like Superman, and my doctor said the same thing.
He didn't say that at all.
Hold on.
He didn't say anything about your hair.
These keys are really heavy. Oh, my God. They're so light.
How'd you do that, Jonah?
I don't know.
How'd you do that?
I don't know.
Oh, what? No. No. That's.
Oh, you just crushed that water. Jonah? Jonah, are you okay?
Heart attack.
What?
Big bad heart attack.
I can't understand what he's saying. Matt,
I think he's saying
ghost. Ghost. Big bad ghost. Tiger ghost.
Coast.
Tiger ghost.
Tiger ghost.
Tiger ghost. Coast 103.5.
Welcome to Tiger Coast. 103.5. Coming in at
Taekwondo. Taking a bath.
Hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Here's a journey.
We got that rain coming down. We'll see you next week on the Nerdist Podcast.
Did you just end the podcast?
Fucking, you wanted me to drive? I put it in park.
Typical Jonah. Enjoy the burrito.
I love you both.
That was fun, huh, guys?
Yeah, it's good to get back in the hospital situation.
You okay?
What's the matter?
Are you okay?
Are we okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I thought it was pretty good. We all played our characters pretty well.
Yeah, I guess. I just don't know how much longer I can hang out with. I mean, this is just
guys,
these conditions.
I gotta get back to my job. Oh, that's the character.
Yeah, I gotta go to my AA meeting.
I gotta get fucked up.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.